I'm always on the lookout for items that I think will be of interest to you and our listening audience, and I have a couple today that you may or may not believe, but they're true. These stories from the Pittsfield paper in Pike County, Illinois, the first one going back 100 years ago, Wednesday, October 30th, 1924. It says H.J. Nichols corn will go 90 bushels. Close observers declare that the corn crop on the Henry L. Nichols farm, south half of Section 20 in Pleasant Vale Township, will make 90 bushels to the acre. 20 years ago, this tract was considered worthless, and the crop would hardly pay taxes. It has since been tiled and improved, and is now considered one of the best farms in this section. So 100 years ago, corn yielding 90 bushels to the acre, now well over 200. Here's another eye-opener on corn that goes back 100 years. Supervisor Fred Sitton and E.T. Barton of Pleasant Hill have purchased a new corn-picking machine, the first in Pike County. The outfit takes a row at a time and picks, husks, and runs the corn into a wagon as rapidly as it can be pulled across the field. Sitton and Barton will pull the machine with a tractor. It gathers 5 to 10 acres of corn a day. And think of the acres that we cover in just an hour with today's machines. I thought and hoped you'd be interested in both of these stories, since we just completed almost a record harvest, with corn yields exceeding in many instances 250 bushels per acre. And of course, with today's combines compared to that one row machine, we cover a lot of acres in a hurry. In other news today, Americans stocking up for this year's Thanksgiving dinner will see a dip in their grocery bills for the second year in a row. The 39th annual American Farm Bureau Federation's Thanksgiving Dinner Survey finds that the classic feast for 10 will run $58.08, down 5% from last year. However, this is still 19% higher than 5 years ago. In recognition of changes in Thanksgiving dinner traditions, the Farm Bureau Price Survey also includes boneless ham, russet potatoes, and frozen green beans in an expanded menu. And adding these foods to the classic Thanksgiving menu increased the overall cost by $19.26 to $77.34. Again, that's for a family of 10. I'll have more information from the survey on the early bird tomorrow morning. And also, Lindsay Croak with the Illinois Corn Growers will be my guest with information on their annual meeting this coming Tuesday. I'm Mike Perrine.